Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Even though there seems to be some overcast in our days, the plants in the garden are sunny and bright. Get reservations to visit the garden in your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Bring your mask and grab your camera. The blooms are just waiting. As you walk up the ramp toward the garden entrance, notice the wonderful Crassula arborescens, the silver dollar jade plant, to your left. It's covered with tiny white star-shaped blooms. These blooms fade to pink as they age. This is an incredibly special jade and is not well represented in the garden. This jade adds interest and contrast to the succulent garden as the mature height is about 4 feet tall and the color is very silvery with maroon edges to its fleshy leaves. There are two more of these beautiful bushy succulents on the right-hand side at the intersection of Tram Road and Lakeview Road. These plants are endemic to the eastern and western Cape regions of South Africa and are very frost-sensitive. Heading into the garden proper, you can't help but be drawn into the children's garden. If you enter the garden path from the promenade, you'll get a look at the flowering maple plants that are the back wall of the children's garden. This evergreen brushy shrub can be grown as a blooming backdrop for your garden or as a single specimen tree. While you are in the children's garden, take a look at the greater knapweed growing just inside the arch of the snail vine and the purple-top vervain that is at the edge of the lower meadow. The greater knapweed is a low-growing bush frequently found in meadows. Its flowers are very much like small thistles and it is attractive to butterflies, while the purple-top vervain is an upright branched plant with vibrant purple flowers at the end of the stems that attracts both hummingbirds and butterflies. If you wander out of the children's garden toward the butterfly pavilion, you'll notice the geometric flower beds are now planted with red and yellow dahlias. These will fill in and bloom for weeks to come. As you find yourself in the demonstration garden beds, the dusty miller is blooming and is attracting bees by the bushel, while the big sunshine yellow flowers of the Mexican marigold trees are just beginning to pop. If you think that these just look like big sunflowers, well, you're right. They are in the sunflower family, except that the Mexican marigold responds well to heavy pruning and will reward you by returning season after season of big yellow blossoms. If you head out the paved path toward the cactus garden, there's a spot under the bird of paradise plants on the right-hand side with a patch of devil-in-the-bush plants. These are such fun in the garden as the charming flowers come in all shades of blue, and after the flowers, you get an interesting but prickly seed pod to start the next season. This time of the year, there are many prickly pear cacti that are blooming. Some are just called prickly pear, and some, because they have a different sort of pad, have a specific name, like the cow's tongue cactus or the Luther Burbank prickly pear. Around the dry lake bed are a couple of mulberry trees. If you look closely, you can see that they are full of fruit that is just beginning to ripen. You need to look quickly because this sweet treat will be gobbled up by the birds and squirrels within just a week or two. Also, around the dry lake bed are a couple of beautiful purple orchid trees. These are slightly different from the Hong Kong orchid tree found along Tram Road, as the Hong Kong orchid tree is a hybrid made from this tree and blooms a more rosy red and just a bit bigger flower. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.